This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how there's no need to fear lack when your source is God. Recently, we talked about how we can sometimes fall into that comparison trap. And one reason we may compare ourselves to others is when we believe someone else has just as much as we have, but they didn't earn it. Another reason we may compare ourselves or compete with others is out of a fear of lack. And Jesus is teaching his disciples through the parable of the workers in the vineyard that there is no such thing as lack when you follow him. So this master went into the marketplace and hired laborers to work in his vineyard from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at a day's wage of one denarius. But this master chose to go back to the marketplace several times throughout the day, hiring more and more workers. And this master even went to the marketplace at 5 p.m., the 11th hour of a 12-hour workday, and asked the people, "Why are you still standing here idle all day?" And they said, "Because no one has hired us." And the master hired them on the spot. Now, at the end of the day, the master told the foreman to pay all of the workers and begin by paying the last workers first. And when those who started at 6 a.m. saw that those who started at 5 p.m. were paid one denarius, they assumed they would be paid more. And when they weren't, they went away angry. And these workers were operating from a mindset of lack, as if by hiring all of these other workers would impact their ability to be paid more. Whenever my mind drifts to the natural and I see lack, I remind myself of these words. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, Ephesians 3:20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, see abundance.